when the Civil War ended, there were still many unsettled scores, of course. Towns along the border with North and South were especially prone to violence between individuals supporting one side or the other. That was the case here in Springfield, Missouri, and the tensions would have deadly results. It's next on The American Countryside. We hope you enjoy hearing The American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear The American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Springfield, Missouri was a supply depot for the Union Army, an attractive target for the Confederacy to capture during the Civil War. John Sellers, executive director of the History Museum on the Square in Springfield, Missouri, shares the story of a man who would become nationally famous.
Wabill Hickok had come here in 1863 with the military. He was a scout and worked as a civilian with the Union Army.
At that time, Hickok was not the well-known name he is today.
City Springfield was at that time on the very fringes of the Old West. It was quite a contentious place as far as its citizenry. It was pretty well evenly divided between Confederate and Union sympathizers.
When the Civil War ended in 1865, sympathizers from both sides began moving to Springfield. The city swelled with people, and tensions were high.
Hickok was here. He had made a friendship with a Confederate civilian who had a similar job to his on the other side, a man named Davis Tutt. The Tutt family had come here from Fort Smith.
The friendship didn't last, though.
They had some sort of a falling out over gambling debt or something else. He had Tutt decided he was going to ruin Hickok financially.
That falling out was the first in a string of events that would result in a showdown here on the city square. The confrontation would be one of the tales that propelled Hickok into the national spotlight. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.